I am very happy to be with you this evening to tell you something about the preschool child and how you can help him. That it's a change for me to be talking about the preschool child rather than to him. But I hope that I can share a few of my ideas, some of the experiences, and some of the things that I have learned about helping the preschool child and really enjoying it. Within a few years, most of you will have children who are in the preschool age. If you have children now, you already realize how fast they grow and how you know how those very precious, lovable years disappear before you know. When our first babies were born, different people gave us advice. You'll get it too, I'm sure. Many of our friends who have children already come to love those children. Play with them, enjoy them, enjoy every precious moment with them. I believe they did, but many were the time that we were concerned with the rules of the book, and I think sometimes we were forfeited with the pleasures of being with them, for it is the rules of that we could follow. God has been good to us, though, and allowed us to have other children, and as we go through the same stages of development, I know we are having more fun and enjoying it more, realizing that the first precious years for mom and dad are tops to what it can go by all too fast. Maybe you have already heard others tell you that, how we do enjoy the children. I cannot emphasize it enough, because they are fun and they can teach you to enjoy their time. Parenthood is a very heavy responsibility, and it seems that each year has its various problems. Being responsible for the physical and social growth of the child is no small task, but rather a long career with many ups and downs. However, it is fun, and yes, you include fun and enjoyment. That's a great deal of care. However, if fun and enjoyment plus a great deal of care for our Heavenly Father for guidance are interwoven with the duties, the chances are that your child will develop into a happy and well-adjusted personality, or he will be able to better cope with the complex problems of growing up. I am convinced that having fun with your little ones is the best way to guide them through the formative years. Having fun doesn't mean that you spend all day long playing with them. You won't have time for that, but pleasure can come from doing a bath. You saw me up on taking a bath, feeding the pet, helping mother make the bed, or washing daddy's face. Now, do you, or will you, enjoy these experiences with me? That is up to you. Will they become just another job, or will they be an enjoyment for both of us? It is desirable for you to enjoy these things together, for an enjoyable experience is much preferred to unhappiness. And children learn more effectively in a happy situation than in an unpleasant one. For example, if taking a bath is made pleasant, then it will have to be a struggle in order to bring it about. And if going to bed is a happy event that takes time and time to make a fool, then it will never feel a struggle. We have often, in our home, used stories that taught us bedtime. And my friends who are now 16 and who often take care of putting our little ones to bed will say, "Come on now, time for a brownie story." Well, they have, through the years, they have told her a story about a monkey named Brownie. This new episode that they make up as they go along. And it has been so interesting to her, and that usually in that one, they turn around and then baby to be there and have to go to bed. So you usually want to know, are you telling me Brownie story? Of course, that's what her and it's going to get a pleasant experience when they have to go to bed. So you might be something like that, or interweave real tales about one another in the family or other children. But younger ones always like to hear what the older ones did when they were three or four. Perhaps you wonder, how can you keep fun? You have observed some of the struggles that parents have with their children getting them to go to bed or take a bath. Well, in situations where happy relations are maintained and established, where there's a sense of family, where comfortable understanding is present, there often comes to pass when the movies are making a game of them or weaving a story around them. Let's take a few days this year. When you wake in the morning, your young child is usually or almost always awake for the movie. Now, how is your greeting to him? Do you let him know that you get annoyed because he woke you up? Or that you don't feel very relaxed? How is your greeting to him? Will you show that you are put out because he woke you up? Even if you are, and maybe you're not feeling so well, a cheerful hello, a hi, honey, or how's my big boy today, or some other greeting that you might have in your home. Well, and then I'm not having a kid will start things out on the right note and last pretty much into the game. Now, Steve and Daddy has a wonderful opportunity to have fun. I know that many of the days get appointments and meetings and calls will have to be met. But maybe there will be some more in the evening that could help to take that. Then, most certainly a fun experience with your last one will be so maybe you could do some toy raiser. You could put on some make-believe ladder. I mean, you guys could even give him a little job of ladder. It doesn't have to be pregnancy. And he seems to tend to be doing the same thing as daddy does. This will give him a close identification with his daddy. And besides, it might also eliminate the possibility of an unsupervised experiment with daddy does. Then, a flash of lotion, and he comes to you with some loving and strength. And he wants you to tell him to say, oh my, aren't you a big boy? What a pleasant feeling will get to show his little body. Well, breakfast too can be pleasant. And it is so important that one or the other parent spend it with him. If you ask to sit there to eat his food all alone, it's not going to be much fun. And he's not going to enjoy it, and perhaps he might even drop down to scramble eggs to your coffee to get your attention. One parent should always be with him. Try to make breakfast happy by talking about plans for the day. They don't have to be doing plans. You don't have to be going somewhere else to college. It could be just a question like that. What will you do while I make the bed? Or are you going to finish that horses and building? Or are you going to build some iron farm? Or are you going to build a big boat today if you're back? These ideas to stimulate him to think of things to do. Talk to your child. Stimulating isn't it right now? Be long before he needs to find some ideas of his own. This business of talking to them is so very important. Don't think that they're too little, they can't understand. Maybe they won't. But just the idea that you make them feel important by you talking to them so that they talk. We talk live from the day they were born. I can still see my husband holding our little one down in the office and E-I-O-U to them. And how remarkably soon they try to imitate. You know, that's how our group of learning is done, by imitation. The highest prize that God has given us is the gift of one of these young ones. And we must make up our mind to give it our entire... Because we must make up our mind to give our entire being to the test of taking care of him. By our example, we reject attitudes that will be established in our children. It will never do to expect of our children what we cannot do ourselves. Bringing up children is a full-time job that takes a lot of resourcefulness and willpower and alertness to carry on. It is good to have hobbies and other obligations, but when they curtail the parent's interest in the child and the child's in affection. And I know that in the work that you are pursuing, this will be hard. It is so hard to say no. But when you will have experience with this, but when you will have an unhappy experience on your part and that of your child, then you will feel justified in saying no. Remember, your first obligation is to your children. They belong to God, and you want to be a good steward of their little being. Everything number two, that negative, unfounded statements against church, the state, or neighbors are detrimental, and that disagreements in the family or in his presence are harmful. I'm desirable living habits are quickly taught by children. As I have said before, and I'll say several more times, sanitation is one of the greatest tools for learning, and children learn so very much by imitating their surroundings. So be sure that what they see you do, you would want them to do. The story is told about John, who was naughty one day. He took all his mother's flower pots and proceeded to empty them out on the living room wall. And his mother saw that hurt first. My mother saw that she was very angry and she wanted to punish. But she took the time to think and she remembered that she had done that very same thing the day before, only she had done it on newspaper. With Johnny Walsh, she did not take the time to explain what she was doing and why. Here, if she would have said, well, I'm emptying these pads on the table so they won't go on the floor, she would have understood and maybe she would have had this better feeling. Or there's the example of Jack, who is racing all over the living room with his fire truck, going to a fire and climbing the bells and ringing the siren and making noise. And mother wasn't feeling too good. And she scolded. And here is the mother who had an early age already sat down with the third child and showed him some books on where the drawing and said, well, just at a time like this, she could say, Johnny, or Jackie, why don't you do that? And that we enjoy looking at together. Well, why don't you draw a picture of the fire engine? And after a little while, we walk to the mailbox and we all sit down. So we only stop to think possibilities for how many children are in there. And when you take time to explain to children why you do things or why they must not touch things, and do this with a concrete example, then they are often going to accept their own mission. A friend of mine, who is very particular about the things on her dresses, had admired her child once being lost touch-free. But that was all she said. So you know, when you're told not to do something, your first impulse is to do it. Well, one day she was having a dinner party. She put a tuna hand to her old dad, and then she went down to the dining room to join her guests and her husband. And as she went through dinner, she was congratulating herself, but later on, the thought must have gone off the tree because she heard nothing happen. And just as she was serving her desserts and coffee, she heard a tiny voice, Mommy! And there, standing in the midst of the living room, was her daughter, nothing except for lipstick covering her from head to toe. Have you ever tried to take wipe off quantities of lipstick, particularly out of a child's hair? Or here, understanding would have been present had this mother taken the time just to show her what a mess a little lipstick can make. A child has to investigate and experiment in order to find the answer, and you cannot afford not to give your child whatever time and guidance you need. The time you give him now, the stronger his understanding of living with others will become, and the easier and happier this growing up process will be. The joy of discovery often happens frequently to little children. To see an earthworm crawl out of the damp, cold ground, or a whole group of ants moving around in an anthill, or hearing the sound of a cork when it comes out of the bottle, or the sizzling of milk and butter in the frying pan, or the moment he can walk between his daddy's legs, or the first time he puts his ear to your watch and hears the tick. He's looking at these little instances to you and things that you take for granted. But when you were very young, to you they were very important, and the same they are to your child. Even now, when you're chatting, you hear your child say his first word and he takes his first step, don't you tell everybody about it and write mother a letter or call up your husband at the office or something. Even now, you will do those things. So don't rob him of the CEO to find out for himself how things are done. When he's trying to put a lid on a box, don't you do it for him. Let him do it, the good old trial and error method. And oh, what a pleasant feeling it is for him when he has accomplished it. It takes time, it takes understanding and a sense of humor on your part to make it possible for him to experience the joy of discovery. I hope that you will enjoy this show with him. And if you experience this talk to you more than anything else, mind them. The sense of discovering, explanation, and investigation opens the door to books and reading. Usually story time with a child is one of the most pleasant times that a parent has. Maybe it's because he's feeling something with him, or maybe because he's getting close to you and he's quiet. Maybe it's a combination of all these things, plus some others. But we began to, I'm sorry for our children, when they were in the hospital, and we talked to them, talked to them about the other members of their family. Or maybe you were telling stories they could see in him, that you could think of. And then maybe a little cry or a movement would set you off on another story. And you don't stop at that, but you start with nursery rhymes. And his laughter smiles when you come some more, I'll do it again. You won't stop at nursery rhymes, but you're telling me that some of your own stories. And sometimes the confidence asks me to listen. And as he grows older, you will add many more lines to them. Well, during his first year, you will probably tell him stories and let the sound of your voice and your gesture hold his attention. Then later on, you will feel he will be coming from pictures again at this time. When you buy some of the first books, be sure that they are sturdy books, that the pictures are simple and clear, that they're bright, and that the pictures they send are familiar, and that the book is sturdy, because you will want to enjoy holding it. As he grows and learns more about the neighborhood and animals, children include things in the story. Children gain much information and understanding from books. Between 3 and 4, children learn to let books for themselves. It is the time for you to take them to the library. But here again, prepare them for it. Plan the ideas several days in advance. Explain to them that the library is a place where there are a lot of books, but they are not there for them to keep. You can take them, keep them for a while, enjoy them, and then bring them back. You might also introduce the idea of sharing. By the time a child is enjoying books, you develop an attitude toward the print of page, and this is the best way I know to prepare a child for instruction reading, which will come in most schools and after the end of first grade. The many hours you spend together enjoying the wonderful thoughts expressed is equally fun. Later on, he becomes independent and will be reading, learning to read himself. He wants to read to you, let him read to you. Even though he stumbles through some of the pages, let him read, because this is as much a thrill to him to be reading to you as it was for you to be reading to him. Sometimes early you will discover that the little one wants to read you read him a special book over and over. And be careful you don't change any of the words, because he knows them and he'll tell you if you change some of the words. These stories to him are new every time. It is only to you. It is only you to whom they become born. If you start showing him books and reading to him at an early age, his span of interest at 3 and 4 will be much greater than that of a child who hasn't been able to read to him. I can see this in my nursery school children. At 4 or 5, the powers of concentration are even greater than at 2 and 3. And if stories are interesting and well-read, you can sit and listen to them 10 or 15 minutes and even be willing to talk about them for another 10 or 15 minutes. From reading, the child gains the language ability and the delight in expressing himself. And from this, he picks up different words, and sometimes maybe they aren't very grammatically correct. Like, for instance, the story of little Eddie, who ran up to his father, handing him a hammer, and he said, "Daddy, I know just what you wanted." He was so happy that he recognized that his daddy needed the hammer and he was able to get it to him. You can only imagine how cold and discerning it was when the father said the word is new, Eddie, not knows, new. What Eddie will learn from the confidence teachers? How to speak grammatically correct. But now it is time to keep his enthusiasm high for expressing himself. The minute he starts putting emphasis on correct grammar, rather than an idea that he wants to tell you, will give him the feeling that what he has to say isn't very important. And he will withdraw and have less and less to say. So sometimes it's time that correcting will make him stop telling you things altogether, and sometimes it also leads to settling. The important thing for you to do is for you to correct him as yourself as you speak to him. And then he will reflect this talent and his language expression. I'd like to share a delightful experience with you that I've had recently. I hear we're sitting on the living room floor, and there's this book down. She's squeezing the extra skin on her knee. And she says, "Oh, my, my, God's doing it." If any of you like the reading and expressing himself, we might talk about singing with your child. If you are good at making up songs or remembering some that you can make, or any memories that you can make your child so very happy. Real children love to sing. And for the little child, singing is an expression of joy. He may not have a pure tone, but he will love to sing for the enjoyment of it. And singing can be carried on at any time, while you're working, while you're playing, while you're swimming, riding in the car, going to a picnic. You can make up songs for special occasions, and these will be especially a lot of fun to him. When you start telling stories about Jesus, if you can express yours and perhaps his thoughts in a little song like, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I do. Jesus, I'm singing, singing to you. This will help him. This will help him so much in feeling a closeness to Jesus, and he will go about maybe making up some songs. Or maybe he knows it's very nice song. It's just a one that I like to use, isn't it? About children and your song. Maybe emotions are better. We draw the drops as they fall. Or we can, the sun is coming, oh, so warm. The garden comes out going home. All these things, with a few actions, put a lot more meaning into the song. And a few rhymes put to music, and some alternate music to tell where you're walking through the store. It's also a lot of fun and makes you sit so much faster. Along with reading and singing, you will be telling your child about it, yes. And when you do, use simple language. And if you can, tell your story that's easily understood, and maybe have a picture to make it more successful. Then if you can suggest to him, that you can make up a prayer even a simple one. Like, thank you God for this time, son. Or thank you for making my little family there. These things help him, help to stimulate his first interest in praying and talking to God. Now, if you think that being help in any time, there's an excellent book called the Patty Book Series, and it shows some little children talking to God, and little children just love to have these books to enjoy looking at them, helping you read them. Pictures are all so clear and bright. The words are so understandable to the child. Well, after telling the Bible story, you might sit down with paper and a few colors and simulate 30 and 3 colors drawing a picture for him. At first, you might not care to draw it by himself, but here again, he needs encouragement. He doesn't like to do things alone. From seeing you do it, he will get the idea and he will try. You might just draw something real simple to go, maybe a plain boat to go to a bath or a room door, or a basket that has a 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes in. All these things will help to make the story more meaningful. If you do this constantly, then or consistently, then maybe all make the suggestions from you, he will be happy to do some of this himself. When you first introduce the child to colors, by the large one, these are large ones, these are so much easier for little children. And then you might notice that you only use one color. Everything's brown, everything's blue or red. This is very normal. And don't discourage it, but show by the colors that you use that you use 2 or 3, not always. But 2 or 3, and then you will gradually get used to the idea. Another medium that is so much fun to use is fingerprint. Many mothers don't care too bad to do it because they think it's messy. But if you will enjoy the experience with me, you will find so much fun doing it with him that you will wonder why you have never done it before. It's just that really cool feeling of swirling your things around on the paper. It just gives them to a lot of self-expression. And it doesn't have, you don't have to buy fancy things. You can make your own flour, water, and little salt, and little food coloring. You don't have to buy expensive paper. Regular shelf paper will do. You can have a little glossy side or oilcloth, piece of oilcloth, and you know, you just wash it and make it ready for the next time. Or if you have an enamel top table, you can do that. Look, fingerprinting is such a wonderful medium because you can make your picture and there's all kinds of designs. If you don't like it, you can move it out again and start all over. And so that was just another way to express myself. And then again, I would suggest only have one or two colors that you can use. And of course, it's something that one book stays in a red pen and the other stays in a blue. And that you should be careful not to mix them up. One thing that my mom was trying to do, which is a lot of fun, is to take a piece of paper and take a pen and color a few designs here and there. And then take a paintbrush and paint over that with a pencil. And only the places where there was no crayon will attempt to appear, and it makes a very attractive picture. And here, take the color if you wanted to paper to use. You might also paint egg types, make little things, make flowers, make bunnies, and different things like that. Or there are probably other things that you could think of in your head. Take a place filled with beans and staple together some little rattles for business purposes. Or a little Coca-Cola top, or a little ribbon cloth, or a piece of sand to put over two drops or some hand drops. These are all simple things and help them to obtain some ribbon when you want to walk, or a oatmeal carving. So we can use the pom-pom to have sand to learn to mark it. Something else that is fun and that can be used for language expression is a little puppet box made out of a shoe box. And you put some little characters on your end that's soft, and you can demonstrate different stories. One that we like to do a lot is David likes to tend his sheep. He had a little boy and a lamb. So he's leaning against a tree or rock. He takes his hat and makes a sound. He stops to take his voice off. Or you can do this. You would go walk in the church and go, see the children, walk the church, walk the church, walk the church. Or you can talk about the little boy who is lying in bed, cover him up all by the bed. You can allow me to lay on little boy half past me and I want to play. If you try moving up the line, you can make them more vivid with something else. Think of this to be the do.com. And it's funny stuff to the guys so you can learn more about people. And when you tell your child the key, you can start a custom field book. It's so much fun. So you take little characters, you have the animals in them, and maybe the cat you put a piece of velvet over. The duck you put a piece of feather on. The lamb puts a little touch of cotton. And you might love it and touch you and it kind of touch. This doesn't sound awful. Then maybe you can use some other books. I have used. I have up here at the table, and you would like to look at them afterwards. Then you'd be taking a simple case of it. Here, if you would produce a puppet, have a puppet talk to your children, and puppet says, don't you sing a song, then I like this song. And this sort of the puppet becomes so real that they just love to do things that the puppet asks them to do. Or on a trip, type to them, to them, different animals, or flowers, or roses, or nuts. Or these drum sticks that have an instrument already on it, they can put them together to make ladders, they can sing, or they have a piece of paper to make a fence, or with an animal to make a cave. And then these little demonstrated fields of flowers and animals, even some of them put these on the page and draw a picture on them, all the flowers and all the grass and streams of the animal that could draw a little vine and have them walking along. It's all good. Stimulate some ideas that they can read from here. Play-Doh too is another needle which gives the child something in his hands to enjoy. And he could have simple little pieces, or a cloth, or a little snake or something. You probably can rest it. Play-Doh too is another needle which gives the child something in his hands to enjoy. And he could have simple little pieces, or a cloth, or a little snake or something. You probably can rest it all time, knowing that about 2 or 3 little children when you put this off on me and the baby has this all my own deal of it. But you know, for old age, that if you really want to do something, you will. You'll fit it in somehow. I'll never forget how much effort you, when you live in New York, that I took something like this to. I told you about 3 years and Dad gave us a little baby brother. Up until the time you were born, after endless times, between doing miniature to the bathroom, or every day you were outside walking, or going to the park, or just taking walks, and ชอบคนในดีใจแล้วในที่สุดนี้ฉันชอบฉันเอาเข้าเวลาที่เกิดไปผมไม่ไหวจะพิสูจน์ตัวเองที่ดีเลยฉันไม่เคยเจอแค่ไหนที่นี่ฉันเจอแล้วน้องจะดีก็หลังที่มีเด็กดีไปที่เป็นเด็กคนแต่ทำงานที่ชอบเลยน้องก็มันก็ว่าที่พักก็เป็นการมาแล้วเลยแต่ว่าที่เคยซื้อมาจากว่าแล้วที่ก็คือเคยหาจุดขึ้นว่าเพื่อนเพราะว่าไหนยังไม่ได้เรียนแล้วแต่ว่าจะทักกันมาแล้วมีดีเลยก็หอมแล้วก็ทำดีแล้วนะแต่ก็คือทุกคนที่ทำให้เกิดเรื่องอะไรแต่ละทำให้มันเป็นไปส่วนสายมาดีเกิดตัวขยันไม่ขยันสอยไม่ฟัง
Compared with the level of power.
nghe con hoàn anh như vậy, hai lần gặp ngày anh thấy thích thương giác được, không được khó rồi, và ngọt đó. Tôi biết tình hợp với mình thế nào, tôi là một chùa hoa thương hay ra thì, đang nói với sự quan tự ý chị, và hôm nay tôi thấy tôi hiểu, tôi thấy thấy thì người dân thì quán tự ý, như tình ác ngực, hồn hoa ngữ.
For example, to Coral, we call the Iceland, the lover of stone, our shrine, and he should be able to realize that he obeys not only because of his lifelong presence, but he's made himself unable to unhappy and not able to send it back. And so when we come to the memories, we need to give a few commands as possible, and when given to the day on foot, properly think it before you speak. Sometimes you will notice that a small child finds it hard to distinguish between a truth and imagination, because he loves to give him a lot of mystery. The best way to handle this is to let him know that you know he is trying to make this day. You can pretend you're an Indian and a cowboy, and there's no harm in this, if it is not ready to pass the time. It's up to me and your productivity. Sometimes you might have a self-conscious. Really is important for you to lead him from himself to be interested in him others. Most things that you're going to have some company, you could get Aunt Mary to come and see you on his trip on the boat that your Uncle Henry here used to want him to have a nice time that he wants to ride. Or you could see a lady at the hospital that he's going in there for all the physical agenda. Read him stories about these things. Make a dream of it. Pretend like you're in the hospital and you're going to you're in bed and the nurse is coming in and she's taking your account for a job and so forth. This will prepare him for it, and then when he reaches the situation, there won't be such dreams for him. And it's time to go to school. Take him in ahead of time so that he knows where the school is and what it looks like, and if he can go in, that means thinking through the question. Then when he goes in for the first time, he will feel like, he's a friend of mine. I've seen him before. I know how he's got. So no matter what situation self-consciousness occurs, be sure that the problem is to live from himself to come out of your soul for a good interest. There will be a time when you cannot stop to pay attention to what you've got. Maybe you've got a new one feeling so wrong. Maybe you've got things that will have to be done. That will be the time you cannot talk to taste of the dream. But then you can include him in your work. This, for him, will be fine. I don't know if he does, or scrub, or both, what animal will be. I've often given honey and green tomorrow when he goes to school, that they take with the flower and the tree and the salt and the eggs, which they can toss him into the snow, he can see that in line as well. There's so much fun for it. Sometimes they can also do it, but he's gone through the after the population is in great. These things are all taken into account, but it's just to upon reference because all you receive by your child is considered. Making you feel your voice all the time. Even if it happens twice when you turn into a dream. Why do you think that he's got his rocks all in living and saying you want him to get me to pick up your box? Yeah. If you go in there with the rest of the box and pick the box in the middle. Let's have a day. You start at one end, I'll start at the other end. Let's see who's going to get this first. Or if you're willing to call it ready, let's come out and see who can pick up the most stupid individual, or the most bored, the most bad. Always choosing a little game. If you just take a few minutes to go now, how can I make this game that interesting? There will be a free set. So it seems that wear and tear on new ways and new patients, too. Tomorrow, we're going to come in and experience it. if you walk and have a pet, everything you take care of, you will learn so much from that. You will learn the name of the storm and the leaves and the bud and the flower and smell the fragrance. And you will learn that how things are going to have sun and water, it will grow. This not a baby very much. So this is the determination of you to the baby's head and getting a job right home. This is really out in the room and they're crying. I saw that. But here's the book that I'm now, the book that I've taken to the room and taken. Here is you, read a book about this year when every interesting what to do and my power. So when you get to us, wow, you can say that's a part of my own, and I can say yes, but that's the reason. Yes, it means a lot more to you. And if you don't go out in the room, and you go with your IP running out, so if you say, now we're going to help me to learn this, I'm only in there, but I don't think about Indians, and we've been talking about Indians and teaching them. And we can go back to Indians, and we can see that. No doubt, you can see why they have you fall in such a thing as possible, and you can see that you can see that you can see that you all of this is dropping out of the lake house and feeling too scared. But there's no way to be safe, floating along around the alleys and the pulpit and vestments and so forth. But you shouldn't try to lose you with them. I find it wrong. I don't know when I'm all these things that they know. I'm trying to get you. I guess most mothers and necessity will be taking their children's coffin. And that's good, they learn. But they're happy here. The ghost here in the basement, and they're on their own. Bus driving, the jackets, and so forth. If you have experience with that, then you will start to take things. You always find the thing that now we have to do the great thing on any return for what we take. This is a form of kind that there must be a choice. And to your turn, you will then change it. Of course, all these different things, these different things you will use to play a game. But you will want to play store, you will want to play build in the house, or you will want to play it in some of these things, or doing a big destroyed it, close it. And a child has such imagination that he took a few sticks and maybe nothing at all would be all the packages he needs. And he can encourage this will help language be got when a self-expression, self-confidence, and toy. And his own child is valuable for developing his sense of rhythm. And we can suggest to him, what would you do? How would you do if you were reading? Or what would you do if you were a person? Or how would you ask if you were picking up a half and so forth. All of these things really are aspects and concepts. While we talk about these ideas for trying to express themselves, I'd like to use a little bit of an idea how to terminate a game that they're doing. Just like you don't have to leave a good book there and see the phone and leave a free television program. No, this is fun. If you let me know, I'm going to let you go off. The first time it needs to be practiced enough. The first time it needs to be all done and ready to put them away. Oh, I'm going to put the timer on the clock. I'm going to put the timer on. And then again, I'm going to just try and start putting things again. I'm going to try to eat. Maybe he's watching the technology on purpose. And he knows there's about 5 minutes to go. So I'm going to move the timer over to the office for the office and then I'm going to go off on him. If you are considered with him, he will be considered with you. Yes, it's going to be a bit nice to see. He says his ideas and he will respect you. And if you have faith in him, he will respect you. Cooperate with him, and they will do it. He will do the same to you. Develop a sense of value, and they will respect your property and others. And try together, have family devotions together, and that's a very timely, precious thing. Maybe he likes it in a song, or flower, or flower, or not. But let each man send it apart. Living, working, and playing and starting to train them this summer. If you reflect upon it, you will realize the responsibility of saving. And when your son of your own, you can watch them grow day by day, the responsibility goes with them. And it's not just upon your son. Some babies try all of these learning, all of the books of study, all of these words to remember, nothing will seem to work out. This will happen, I know, it's happened many times to me. It probably happened to you. In fact, the one time there was a new one is that, well, I'm not telling you, it happens to other people. And then you get home, you go to bed, you pray about it, and you do it tomorrow, and things will be much better and happier. No, to be accepted, it's been all the time with this past 7 days, and 52 weeks, every year, and year, and year. it's very necessary for him to do a good job to get away from him occasionally. You can have cousins stay with him, or if you have a good baby here, or you and your husband can go out and enjoy, but adult companions is there. This is very important. Don't feel guilty about it if you want to get away from your children. It's the way it should be, because you can be so much more happier with him again when you've been away from him for a while. If you can send him to a good nursery school, or not one that needs all the time. And those certain girls are good, but I can vote to be for the mother who has to work, who has no other way out. But if you can send him to an institute that has something to do with some time doing, for several hours in the morning, don't miss the dinner. When you come home all bubbling over with somebody's family, or somebody's song, or something that he's done, two or three times to sit down and enjoy him. And listen to that song, and what a lot of fun you will have. This is the great feeling of accomplishment that you have. I do hope that this will give you one idea of what to do in what they say to the two school child. And when you are given a such a story of God that you together will enjoy one life. Before I close, I'd like to read to you a poem here by Nancy Wall. I think it's very fitting. The quiet and greater season around the corner, and all part of the judges just frequently came. You know, this nice question speaker that all the flies, God says the bookstores and newspapers. If you can't spend it in three little days and feel that her husband when he has a baby, you send your own baby with another two, and you make even two, and you might just give them three. You see him to go all over the town with a bright sunny smile and worry at them. You warn your men to stop in their face, but it's one of your habits when you get to the lake. I close the barrels and climb to these cliffs to cover your necks and nose and your skin. You climb to the pool and make it just sit and keep it safe. You may go to the ship. Her husband comes to a smile at the time, but also he just sits with you a very good man. You tell him your family that you take too long, and I've drowned him to a purpose and gone wrong. The home of the refuge for all your pets. And come when your neighbor finds you well dressed. All causes the parents to have left their lives and say that many of golden hands do well. The truth of our blessing sometimes decides we know that it's due to the hands do well. I do hope that the faith is in an idea and may not be real given us just so much. Thank you.